Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back. All right, all you positive heads, welcome back to another episode. Here we go again. It's a blessing to be here with you guys this fine day, this fine Thursday as I record. Hope you are magical whenever, wherever you are. Well, you are magical whenever, wherever you are. The question is, are you seeing it? Are you acknowledging it? Are you owning it? And yeah, that's what we're going to talk about today. Before I jump into today's topic, I would like to take a moment and read a review on iTunes. You guys know I love my iTunes reviews. They not only help to reach new people, help us to get out there. You know, of course, iTunes looks at those sorts of things. How do people like the show and et cetera, et cetera. And so it's good on that front, but it's really, really good on the front of helping to fuel my fire and continue this labor of love. When I get feedback from you guys, it means the world to me. And yeah, keeps me keeping on, keeping on. And let's see here. Today's review I'm going to read is by Kay Savage said, "How can I serve you and your message? Brandon, finding your podcast has made such a difference in my life. I've been binge listening to your words of inspiration for many weeks or months or for an eternity. And words can't express the love and gratitude I have for you and your message of positivity and love. I share episodes with my family and friends and find myself passing on the messages that I hear from you to everyone who will listen. If there's ever another way that I can help to serve your mission, please let me know because it is mine too. Thank you. I love you so much." Aw, thank you, Kay Savage. I love you so much as well. And I really appreciate your not only sharing with friends and family and helping to get the word out there and helping to spread our mission, right? Our objective to help wake up extensions of self. Because really, once you kind of start understanding all of this stuff, all is one. All is literally one. Act accordingly. The separation between us is an elaborate illusion. It is our mission. You're absolutely right. And as far as helping, I really, really appreciate that and aligning with the positive head, branch, if you will. Is definitely something that you can write in. Why don't you write in, any of you guys that are interested in ever helping with anything? You can write me at brandon@positivehead.com, and I may just archive it for some time. I may get right back to you or anything in between, but having certainly an idea of who's has the time, the bandwidth, the desire to contribute in any way. As we continue to grow, we're going to be testing the Positive Head app in 2018. There's all kinds of things that are going to be bubbling up and continuing to bubble up. So yeah, I would definitely encourage anyone who feels called to assist and, you know, take the connection to another level, just drop me an email. And I will, like I said, I will get back to you at some point for sure, and certainly archive it. And if it's meant, obviously something will come together. And if it's not in that way, then there will be another way, because this mission has no shortage of ways and positions and opportunities to help. And just by sharing with friends and family is such a huge help already. So I really, really appreciate all of you guys doing that. That being said, what I'd like to do today is talk a little bit about, well, two things that can be very difficult for everyone. And one is fully accepting and loving ourselves, and fully accepting and loving those around us that we maybe don't align with fully, or, you know, family that we have different viewpoints. And so there's tension there. These are two different things that really cause an issue with everyone. Everyone has to work through, I suppose. It's certainly an opportunity to sharpen our axe, if you will, to become better. And our family certainly provides that. But first and foremost is loving yourself. And Thich Nhat Hanh said, to be beautiful means to be yourself. You don't need to be accepted by others. You need to accept yourself. And that's such a huge, huge piece for us all to continue to understand and circle back around and consider. Are you really loving yourself, or do you have those parts of yourself that you're judging and not fully accepting and approving? That's what makes you beautiful, right? Beauty comes from that. When you fully love and accept yourself, you will start shining to everyone. I don't care how tall you are, how much you weigh, what you think your nose looks like, or your ears, or your hair, or any of that stuff. It's all malleable. It is going to your light. The beauty shines through any of the physical form. It's the physical form is so secondary. Yet, of course, we have a society that's fixated on that sort of stuff. Yet we also have a society that doesn't realize you transform everything with your light, with your self-love. And isn't that wonderful to realize and to know and to understand that you who maybe you've judged yourself as, man, I'm not one of the pretty ones. I'm not attractive. I'm not handsome. I'm not any of those things that these stories you've told yourself. And then you get the reflections of that in some way, because of course, what's going to happen out there is there is no out there. It's going to reflect your internal state. Well, you can totally turn that around. Start loving all the unique things about yourself, the things that are different from everyone else. Start loving it up and watch. How many of you guys have ever seen someone who maybe isn't traditionally physically attractive, but you found them really beautiful in some way? That's certainly because they've started loving themselves first and foremost. So that love is shining through, right? And if that love is shining through, you maybe don't even know what it is that's so attractive about them. And, you know, another great quote here, this is from Charlie Chaplin. As I began to love myself, I found that anguish and emotional suffering are only warning signs that I was living against my own truth. Today, I know this is authenticity. And if your own truth, guys, is loving yourself and you're feeling anguish and emotional suffering, then you're not loving yourself. You're not loving someone else or accepting someone else or some circumstance, right? And these are the keys to everything. This is the keys to happiness. This is the keys to the kingdom. This is how we get where we want to be, right? It's not the job. It's not them changing. It's not all of a sudden your nose getting smaller, or your hair growing differently or changing color or any of these ideas. That's not how it works. By fully loving yourself, that's going to transform. Fully accepting other people. And of course, we've talked a lot about the holidays here because we are, you know, as I record this, it's December 21st, I believe. And winter solstice is upon us. It's a big day to talk about self-love as this cycle that continues to change. Let's make this a new cycle of complete and utter acceptance of ourselves, of those who are in our story. And I actually found a clip here that goes in a little bit more. it actually talks about a guy, he's talking to Abraham, Esther Hicks, talking about dealing with his mother at the holidays. And I thought this was a good one to play at this time. Let's take a listen. I also found, oh, by the way, found this on Everyone Is God YouTube page. It was titled Expect Major Turnover in 2018. Although funny enough, it doesn't really talk about any turnover aside from a turnover that you would create, which is accepting and loving others and yourself more fully. Take a listen.
The most significant thing that we want to say is that there is this very common belief, and then follow through with experience that goes like this. There are these conditions that I accept that I cannot change, but I also cannot accept them as they are. So I'm sort of stuck because I can't change them and I can't accept them. And so am I just doomed to feeling bad if I give my attention to them? And we say, pretty much. Pretty much. Because if you can't change it and you believe you've got to change it in order to feel better, then there's no place for you to go. And it's what we are calling, maybe others are too, it would be a perfect title for it, it's very conditional living. If I see this condition that I approve of, and in my attention to it I feel good, but then I see this condition that I don't approve of, I don't like it, and when I look at it I feel bad, then we can see how you would logically think, well, if I could make that condition more like that condition, if I could control the conditions, then I will feel better. And that's really what's going wrong in your political arena or in many of the conflicts around the world, is that people have this flawed premise that not only they have to change the conditions in order to feel good, but that they cannot. And so they amass bigger and bigger crowds of people around them, bigger and bigger resources. They drop bigger and bigger bombs, so to speak, to try to control. But what Law of Attraction says is whatever you give your attention to is becoming more. So that's why we give the analogy of putting the engine on your train of your desire and then the engine of your train of what you're observing. So I want this, but I've got this, but I would prefer this, but I can't have it. I've got this, but I really want this. And so you put yourself in that place of tension, and that is the problem. It's the you not going with your own flow that is the problem, but you blame it on the condition that you can't change. Well, it isn't the condition that you can't change that's the reason for your contradiction of energy. It's your putting the engines on the other end of it that's the reason for you. So we want to say to someone who's got a really bad relation with someone and they want to blame it on her or him, it isn't that person that is the problem. It's your attention to that person. Better said, it's your lack of attention to what you want. It's your attention to what you don't want that is splitting your own energy. So once you get the hang of this a little bit, you could say to the people that are giving you the most pause or the most discomfort, you could say to them, you don't have to change anything for me because I can give my attention to a lot of other things that feel better. Now, it's more difficult if it's someone you're living with. It's more difficult if it's someone really up close to you. And often, if you're focused upon what you want, even though you've got that, and you're focused on what you want, even though you've got that, you're really focused upon what you want, even though you've got that. The fact that you've got that is really what's causing you to launch so many rockets of what you want. I'd like more freedom. I'd like more ease. I'd like less negative attention on me. I'd like more positive attention. I'd like to feel better. In other words, this is causing your vortex to grow. So you're giving more attention to what you do want. And then you're doing a good job of thinking so much about what you do want and thinking less and less about what you don't want that you are predominantly a vibrational match to your own vortex. What happens is law of attraction in its harmony causes you to go one way and somebody else to go another way. Sometimes you think that harmony is, I got to round up all the renegades. I got to get everybody that doesn't agree with me. This is what is wrong with politics. Got to get everybody who doesn't agree with me to agree with me. Well, you don't need anybody to agree with you to get what you want. You just have to agree with you. You just have to agree with you. So it's your attention to those who don't agree that is causing you to not agree with you. Because your attention isn't upon what you agree to. Your attention is upon what they're not agreeing to or what you're not agreeing to. You see how it works? Yeah. We think instead of Facebook, you should call it Nosebook. So that's the basis of it. And that's the whole of it. That's the law of it. But it takes some practice, doesn't it?
A lot of practice.
Because most of you have been trained, especially by your mothers, to care about what they think. And they have spent almost all of their life, almost everybody you know, is trying to get you to agree with them, because most people are living conditional lives. And so they feel better when you agree with them. And if you make the mistake of expressing some disagreement, they'll work hard to make you understand what's wrong with your reasoning, because they need you to agree. It's such a hard life when you need someone to agree with you who's not likely to agree with you.
Mm-mm.
You're looking for love in all the wrong places. You're looking for agreement in all the wrong places. Look for it within you, you see. So you want to talk some specifics? You want to talk about your relationship with your mother?
Of course.
And we'll just softly guide you as to some things that you could do right away that would make you feel better. It won't change your mother.
Oh, it won't, no.
No, it's not going to change your mother. So if you need her to change,
I got that.
You just
got
to give that up.
Yeah.
She's not going to change. In fact, it's one of the nicest things that she's ever done for you. Because...
No.
By her not conforming to what you need her to be, she's causing you to look in the only place it ever was anyway. If she would just stand on her head to please you, not only would she be your puppet, but then you'd need everyone else to behave the same way. And they're not gonna. Ask the Democrats or the Republicans. They're not having any of the other. Even though there might be something reasonable over there. No point in looking, though.
No.
Don't want to find it. Want to talk about something?
I would love to talk about something.
Yeah.
Yeah, holidays. Took on call for Christmas. Made plans for Thanksgiving away from her. It feels like hell.
If you make plans away from her, she gives you a lot of grief?
I feel a lot of grief.
You feel like you should be there?
Should.
You feel like you should be there, but you don't want to be there?
Exactly.
So if you wait until the holiday's upon you before you go or don't go, so you're telling us that if you go, it's miserable, and if you don't go, it's miserable.
Yeah.
So you can't win either way. So step back from the immediacy of it just a little bit and think about what a holiday means to you. Now, first of all, we want to just ask you this question. Do you have to have all of your holidays on the holidays? Is a celebration, does it have to fall on an agreed holiday? Is today a holiday?
Yeah.
Really? What is the holiday of this day? Is today Thanksgiving? Is today Christmas? New Year's? Is it your birthday? So there's no special holiday. There's no consensus of a holiday worldwide or citywide. So what we're getting at is any moment in time that you aren't pulling against yourself, you're going to feel elation. You're going to feel satisfaction. You're going to be full of yourself. Your timing's going to be good. You're going to feel playful. In other words, that holiday feeling is something that you can accomplish anytime. But when you assign it to a specific day, which means everybody that's come into the holiday party better be in a holiday mood, well, then you're usually asking for some troubles. But let's say that you've decided, you see these holidays coming, specifically Thanksgiving and Christmas, did you say? Do you remember those holidays as being wonderful?
Never, no.
And was it because a lot of people came together with different intentions and tried to conform and nobody did?
Oh, hell yeah.
So today isn't a holiday, not one that's on the calendar anywhere, but here's a culmination of people, physical and non-physical beings have gathered here with similar intentions of feeling good, of raising vibration, of feeling uplifted. And as Esther was sitting waiting for the music to come on, she was feeling you and thinking about what this day was going to be like and what you would all bring to it. And she was feeling appreciation. In fact, she was writing it as she was hearing you and feeling you. She was acknowledging that you've come with questions. And she wrote the word thankful for what they're bringing to this expansion. This is a real celebration for Esther and for all of you. And so what it is a law of attraction gathering. It's not an assigned gathering. It's a nod of, I should go over there because of this, or I need to go over there so that I don't hurt someone's feelings. It is a being here because I want to be here. It's a going with the flow sort of thing, where with so many holidays, you go out of obligation rather than out of desire. You go out of responsibility. Now, not always. A lot of people are having wonderful holidays. But if it doesn't feel wonderful to you, then we would suggest one of two things. Either don't go. Oh, wait, you're in trouble either way, because if you don't go, you feel bad too. So here's really what we're getting at. If you wait until you're right upon it and you think, I want it to be good, but it probably won't be. And I should go, but I don't really want to. So you're splitting your energy all over the place. And then the day just arrives and then you just blunder into it. Well, it's going to be just as miserable as you've anticipated it being, because that's just how everything works. Mm-hmm. But let's say that today, far in advance, you're saying, I want to feel good on the holidays, whether I am with mother or not. I want to feel good. And what does feeling good feel like? It feels like being tuned in, tapped in, turned on. It feels like being in a mode of appreciation. It feels like being in a state of appreciation. Let's just take Thanksgiving. Now, did you hear the story that we offered earlier about Esther with her wall? Her wall. It's a wall. That whole thing was about a wall. Not her mother, a wall. So do you think it's possible for you to step back and look at the culmination that is you, the culmination that is your life, and then just for a little bit, think of everything that came before. Think of your mother and her life that she lived and her coming together with her mate. Thinking about the culmination that became you. And the nurturing of you as she was fostering you new into the world. Can you find any appreciation for that? Can you feel the many thoughts, the many thousands of thoughts that she's generated about you in your direction? And can you step back just a little bit and acknowledge how much attention that she was giving to you? How important, even from that infancy, that you were to her? How you were an object of attention that she enjoyed giving her attention to? Can you find a vibrational place that soothes you? Can you think about all of those meals that she gathered and cooked? All of those times that she wanted to provide something nice for the family? All of that well intention that she set forth? Can you find some feeling of that? So as you focus upon that, now we're reaching into energy rather than into what is right now. But as you find that, it is our promise to you that you will find resonance with your own inner being, with that high-flying energy of your own inner being. And in doing so, as you think like that today and tomorrow and for a little while, what will happen is those thoughts will turn to more things. Your appreciation will grow. If you don't contradict that newfound appreciation in the moments that you're finding it, if you don't say, yeah, she cooked the meal, but they weren't that good or whatever. So your job, if you want to feel good about Thanksgiving, is to find some vibrational essence of it that you can ride the momentum of. And what will happen is that Thanksgiving day might not ever even come. We're not guiding you toward a manifestation that is changed or different. We're guiding you to a more joyful journey on a thought trail that you apparently can't get off of. If this day is coming and you got to do one thing or another, you've got to find some way to make it feel good for you. And we don't know of any way to make anything feel better for you than to find some little piece of appreciation, even if you have to kind of go far back into the generality of it in order to find it. And then what happens is an idea comes and another idea comes and another idea comes, and you, it is our promise to you, will find yourself rendezvousing with aspects of your mother that you haven't touched up against in a very long time because they have not been active in you. You've been facing reality like almost everybody else and not liking the reality that you've been facing. And so you've gathered momentum about a reality that you don't want to face. In fact, two realities about the same thing. That's awful. Don't go, oh, that's awful. So you've got yourself in a place where you cannot win on a subject that you can't stop thinking about it. You can't stop thinking about it. There's turkeys everywhere. You can't stop thinking about it. There's something that's going to remind you of these holidays everywhere you go, because your whole world thinks that you need that day to make yourself happy. Well, you don't need that day to make yourself happy. But if that day you've believed you need it to make you happy and it hasn't made you happy, it's time for you to discover it's not about the day and it's not about the meal and it's not about the turkey and it's not about the ham and it's not about whoever even shows up. It's about how you've decided to line up your energy about it, you see. That's all that it's ever been about. So you want to get to the place where you could go or not go and feel good in either case. But we've been saying for years, make a decision and line up with the decision. Make a decision and line up with it. So right now you could decide, I'm going or I'm not going. Which is it? Flip a coin.
I'm not going.
Flip a coin. I'm not going.
That's not...
So she starts off talking about conditions that you accept that you're not able to change them, but then you don't accept those conditions. Like, think of the madness of that, right? It's not the person that is the problem. If you're having someone who is a recurring issue in your life, it's your lack of attention to what you want. You're giving all this attention to this other person that's causing you problem. That's what's feeding it. Give it no attention. Accept it as it is. You don't have to round up people as you guys are on your own spiritual mission and trajectory and ascending vibrationally, and a lot of you are growing so quickly. It's like 6 months ago you're completely different than you are today. Don't make the mistake of thinking you need to round up all the people to agree with you as you start moving. You've got to bring your whole, you are a self-sufficient being. And as you move, you will see new characters perhaps pop into your story that are a vibrational match. You'll leave some of the old characters behind. Don't be attached to anyone, anything. And that's a big, big lesson for us all, right? Non-attachment. Yoda said, train yourself to let go of everything you fear to lose. And that's such a powerful truth, right? You don't need to hold on to anything, because you can't hold on to anything. It's all transient. And that's what makes it beautiful. It's all temporary here. This is a big one. This is a tough one for me. This is a tough one for everyone, because we get so attached to things and people and our loved ones. And the good news is you're going to lose them. What he didn't say is whatever you'd lose, it comes back around in another form, including that soul, let's say, that you're afraid to lose. You won't lose them permanently. You may take, okay, I'm taking a different path back to source. I'll catch you on the flip side. I'll catch you when our paths cross again, right? In eternity, right? So if you can understand that, that is a nice caveat to that whole, it's a temporary loss always. And I love how she talks about, focusing on the things you do agree on. One of the nicest things, she was talking to this guy, one of the nicest things that his mother had ever done for him was not conforming, because they're causing you to look in the only place it ever was anyway. And then it was really beautiful as well. You know, she talked about finding a piece of appreciation, even if you have to go back to the birth through that your mother. If that's the last time she did something good for you, okay, well, that's pretty much the best thing a person can gift to another person. So there you go. You've got plenty to focus on. So it's, once again, as always, where are you focused? Where is your gaze? Loving yourself. You are perfectly imperfect. We all are. It is exactly what you needed to be who you wanted to become. So instead of resisting that in yourself, love it fully and watch how everything outside of you transforms and changes. Instead of resisting these characters in your life, look for the places that you can find appreciation, and then watch how new ideas of things that you can appreciate pop in. Then watch how all of a sudden you'll even see them start changing to reflect your state. All right, everyone, that's it for today. It has been a lovely journey as always. Thank you for co-creating this beautiful experience along with me. I do have a song to leave you with. This is Beautiful Chorus. I want to play Beautiful Chorus again. Connor Evans, who was on the show a couple days ago, showed me Beautiful Chorus for the first time, and it's beautiful. So they're beautiful. And this song is called Don't Waste Your Time, Love. Till next time, journey well. Love you all. Don't you let it
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.